WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Devastation in Oklahoma after dozens of tornadoes ripped through yesterday, leveling towns. Governor Kevin Stitt.
All these businesses in downtown Sulphur just overnight have been wiped out, so we need to help Sulphur rebuild.
CBS's Omar Villafranca is in the small town of Sulphur, about 80 miles south of Oklahoma City.
A tornado shredding buildings, turning them into piles of metal and brick. 19-year-old Addie Gordon was helping out at the local steakhouse when she heard sirens and ran for cover.
As we're running through the building to get down to that basement, the glass is all shattering out of the windows, and it's just like a bomb went off.
At any point, were you scared?
Oh, I screamed. I thought I was going to pee myself.
Four people were actually killed. To the war in the Middle East, where there's increased pressure by the day to get a ceasefire deal. Former State Department negotiator Aaron David Miller.
In order to have a successful negotiation, you need real urgency. And right now, I think there's no evidence that suggests that either Israel or Hamas is in a hurry to cut this deal.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu today as Israel plans to invade Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. Back here in the U.S., more protests took place all weekend on campuses of some big colleges across the country. CBS's Mark Strassman is in New York.
Dueling protests at Columbia, pro-Israel, pro-Palestinian, reflect a larger welter of opinion and emotion, passion and perceived prejudice.
People would be up in arms and protesting that right away, but because it's the Jews, I feel like nobody cares.
Well, they went in for cosmetic procedures at a New Mexico med spa and left with HIV.
The CDC believes it's the first documented cases of people contracting HIV through a cosmetic procedure using needles. Three women were getting vampire facials, which involves blood to rejuvenate the skin. But a federal investigation found the clinic reused disposable equipment. It began after a woman in her 40s had tested positive for HIV, even though she had no known risk factors. She reported exposure to needles through the procedure at the clinic. The spa closed after the investigation began and its owner prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Caitlin Clark returned to the basketball court today for the first day of Indiana Fever training camp nearly 2 weeks after the WNBA draft. How's she feeling?
It was a good first day. It was hard, but that's what you expect for these practices. And just fun to get out there with all the girls and get ready for Friday, honestly.
That's when the team will play in their first preseason game. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Our local music, Joey from Bad Year, joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white, actually. I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, so, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Grow. reaching forward. I won't trust anyone. A child from broken, left questioning. Where have you gone? What have you become? Did I deserve this? Will I ever know? Where have you gone? What have you become? You'll never be accepted.
Welcome to Max and Kevy on Civic Media. I'm your host, M. Shell, and I get to play the best Wisconsin-made hard rock, punk, and metal from now until midnight. We just got a double dip from Abaddon's End with their two singles, Aspire and Absent in Adolescence. We've got more music from Wisconsin ahead, so stay right here. This is Max and Kevy, and I'm your new host, M. Shell. I've got awesome, awesome new music for you, plus an interview with punk band Irish Sunglasses. We'll get to hear their two newest songs, but wait, there's more. It's a special show too, because Jimmy K will also be interviewing the band King Cobra. So stay tuned for that in the 11 o'clock hour. Got action-packed, non-stop rock and roll. But first, let's play you brand new music from Fuzz Dolly. This is Spider Walker.
Yeah. Dakterakiam instruit, supereosque delegerator inruit, uno auxiliante tentoria eorum superdit, ad broilium strabiam conterendam acuit. Restium funebus. Cum machinis et restium funebus. Hostes inimicos suorum capiunt. Hostes inimicos suorum capiunt.
And Kevy on Civic Media. That was Wheel of Time by Blame It on Kane, their latest single. That's right, brand new original music right here. Thank you for letting me fill your speakers with wonderful Wisconsin music. Listen live on AM and FM. Ask your smart speaker to play your favorite Civic Media station just by saying play and the call letters, kind of like this. Play the Shaw 101 FM. Quick thanks to our sponsors over at Ignite, Glass, and Gifts. Check out their 3 locations in Madison. Support local hand-blown glass and shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And Carbon 4 Brewing. High-quality beers, local snacks, and live music on Madison's east side. Check out their website for event listing and exclusive tap list. Carbon4.com. Who's ready for more music? Back to more heavy with the Skin Tones and H1Z1 up next.
Now then, Dimitri, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The bomb, Dimitri. The hydrogen bomb.
Take deep. H bomb. Jenny got the H bomb. Boris got the H bomb. The Hindus got the H bomb. We all got the H bomb.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back. I'm Emshel, your host for Heavy. Max Inc. gets heavy until midnight with original punk, hard rock, and metal. And this might be shocking, but I think those are the best genres. But I'm a music hoarder, and I want more. Send us your new music to music@civicmedia.us. Or if you want us to play a song, message us directly through the Civic Media app. That app is a great resource to keep in touch with us and all things local music. We are local music. Don't go anywhere. I've got music on the way from Irish Sunglasses and their much-anticipated interview with me. These guys and gal are so fun, you won't be able to resist checking out their live music after this. Only here on Max and Kevi on Civic Media.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. I'm your host, M-Shell, and you just heard brand new music from Irish Sunglasses. That song is called No Regrets, and I'm actually here with the band right now. Thank you so much for being on Max Inc. Heavy, everybody. I'm going to have everybody introduce themselves real quick and let me know what you play as well in the band.
I'm the small child behind the drum set.
I'm Dorothy. I'm bass and vocals.
I'm Ron. I play guitar. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. So, what can you tell me about the name of the band? Where does Irish Sunglasses come from?
Super violent band. So I was thinking, what's real aggressive? A pair of Irish sunglasses. You know, it's two black eyes. What's more violent than that? Two big.
This is true. It's very punk rock. What made you choose music? It sounds like there's some aggression there.
Better to put your anger into your music than into the actual world. Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very good outlet for that. You know, it's makes me happy to see that the punk scene is alive and well out in Madison, Wisconsin, where you guys are out of. Where do you pull from influences, or whether it's your live performances or writing music?
We're not actually in Madison. I live in Madison, but
we're Midwest based. We live
all over the place. Yeah.
We practice in Milwaukee, so we say Southeast Wisconsin.
Yeah. We do like Madison, though. And anyone in Madison wants to buy us a nice dinner. or if they need a band for their birthday party, that's irishsunglasses@gmail.com. Our rates are very cheap, affordable.
Also, shout out Sheboygan. I like to call it Sheboygan, but shout out Sheboygan.
So you all kind of come from all Wisconsin, but it sounds like Southeast mostly. Where do you guys play live?
Wherever you want us.
We're always looking. Yeah, we're pretty easy right now.
We're booking. We got shows all over.
This radio show kind of like boosts our value a little bit more because like we've been kind of accepting anything at this point.
I do have to say we are sponsored by Mugler's Spotted Cow, so we have to play in Wisconsin. Just we don't play venues that is that serves Spotted Cow. We exclusively drink speckled bovines, and we're also sponsored by Honda Civic.
Not true.
I call it
Wow, that's some impressive sponsorship right there for a new punk band. So how long have you guys been a band for?
Since October of 2023.
Yeah, that's about 4 months now.
Yeah, not that long, really.
So long, if you ask me. Just a couple of babies.
But you all have been in bands, other bands and other projects. Can you talk about those at all?
Yeah, definitely. We all kind of sprouted from one scene in River West, Milwaukee. At least that's how I found Ron and Darcy. But yeah, we just all had our own like gig and met through that.
And that's how the scene works, you know? It's tight-knit once you get into it. So for those of you who are just tuning in right now, you are listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. This is M-Shell, and I'm here with Irish Sunglasses, a new punk band out of right here in Wisconsin. It's so great to have the punk scene alive and making awesome music. So we're talking about some shows and your music in general. You guys just released a single and music video called Drug of the Day.
Yeah, did you watch it?
Yeah, I am so impressed. It's one of my favorite videos that I have seen come out of the local scene in a while. So you guys are definitely doing a lot of things right. What can you tell me about the music video for those of us who have not seen it?
We filmed it in North Michigan, actually. I know I said we're solely Wisconsin-based and we'll drop dead if we step over the border, but yeah, we actually filmed it up in North Michigan in a cabin. Most of it was in a hot tub, but we did that part of the video.
That's the behind the scenes.
And we just kind of kept the part where it's like we had our instruments in our hands. Nothing else in our hands, just the instruments.
And what what kind of content can we expect to
get out of this song and this music video, based on what you just told me and the name of it, Drug of the Day, I'm guessing there's some adult content going on.
It's one thing or another. You give up one addiction, you find another. So what's your drug of the day?
Oh, I like that. Excellent. So,
you're going to love it. It's been like stuck in my head for way too long. I'm actually pretty annoyed about it. Like, I haven't actually told Darcy this yet. But yeah, it's catchy and annoying and that sort of way.
That is a good problem to have. So where are you guys playing next? Do you have any specific venues on the list for 2024 yet?
Well, we've got a lot of really good shows booked. We've got a lot of benefit shows. So the overdose prevention show is in Milwaukee at Last Rites on July 27th. High School Music Department, August 17th at the Riverside Park.
Awesome. You're playing out a bunch.
We're playing all over. We've got shows booked in Milwaukee, Appleton, Oshkosh, Madison, Woodstock, Illinois, Janesville. Hit us up. We'll play wherever.
Can we go through the next long list?
Oh my God, we have a nice long list.
Can I give you the list? Because we have, there's 10 shows booked right now, and yeah, we've never played a show, so these people that are committing like way in advance don't even know what they're in for.
Which
so
is...
We take a pants off on stage.
I was just going to say it's a pleasant surprise, you know, that they're going to get for booking you without actually seeing you live. And then you said the whole thing about the pants. And so it sounds like it's going to be a rocking time for sure. And it's never a bad thing to have music out before you play live. You know, I see a lot of bands do it the opposite way where they're playing out and they don't have anything recorded. It's a good way to do it, and I'm excited to hear more from you guys and see you grow and progress from this point. So talk to me a little bit about the local scene and why it's important to support local and original bands.
The local scene is so important. I mean, if you really think about it, any bands you've ever liked have been local at some point. No one's ever heard of them. So how on earth is anybody going to learn about someone unless there is a local scene? So it's really important to go out and support everybody. Buy their merch. Invite your friends. Just show up. You know, it's such a community. Everybody is so friendly. I have way more fun at local shows than anything Ticketmaster could ever put out. I mean, we're broke. We're punks. We don't have the funds to go to wherever and pay $60 for a show. $5, turn me up. Yeah, let's do it. You get to play with your friends, get to support your local community. Local scene's where it's at.
Yeah, the scene's almost the only thing a lot of people have. I live for the scene. Yeah, it's my family.
Absolutely. And
band family.
And you guys are out there making connections. I'm excited to see how things are going to progress. Like I said, can't wait to catch you live at your upcoming 10 shows. Where can we find your music?
So we have YouTube. We have a bunch of music videos. And then we have our stuff on Spotify. We have our stuff on Bandcamp, Apple Music, any other streaming stuff.
Pandora.
And then, yeah, you can find our Facebook page and our Instagram page.
Yeah, we list all our shows on there, so set us up.
Yeah, I think that covers it all.
Do you have
any requests?
Requests for what? Like where to find
you? I mean, like a song to cover or like where to put on
Instagram? I'll save that for when I see you live.
They're all original.
Yeah, we just do original. Honestly, that was a loaded question. We need to cover some Scatman John or Crazy Frog, but they won't listen to me. I don't know why they won't accept my request to cover Crazy Frog.
Well, I'll come shout out one of those at your live shows and maybe play it.
The Madison one. Okay, the Madison one is...
Yeah, Knot Fest. Our first show in Madison is Knot Fest. Okay. It's in all ages. You bring the kids.
Hopefully. I can't wait. I'm glad that you're getting out to Milwaukee and Madison and all over Wisconsin. Thank you so much for being on the show. I hope to catch you live soon, and thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Appreciate you.
Don't go anywhere. We're about to play more Irish Sunglasses. Drug of the Day is next, coming up here on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, where we bring you original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin. We are local music.
That was Drug of the Day from Irish Sunglasses. You know, big thanks to everyone for that interview. They were so much fun. They are playing Maybash this year.
Maybash!
Out in Ryo, for those of you who have never been. They've also got gigs at The Void in Racine on June 1st and Bremen Cafe in Milwaukee on June 2nd and June 7th at Quarters in Milwaukee as well. So catch them live and tell them you heard them on Max Inc. Heavy. Stay tuned for more Wisconsin Made original punk, hard rock, and metal, including a double dip from Now It's Dark. And hey, that exclusive interview with King Cobra after the break. But first, we'll play Would You Kindly and some brand new music from Fiberweed, coming up right now.
I've been going through the motions, making words out of nothing, remaking these songs like they're supposed to mean something, holding on to moments that we both know have come and gone. I've been fighting these urges just to run away screaming, and if I keep on going, I will dive off the deep end. Can't swim through these waters that are pulling me. Every time I step onto the stage, I wonder how I ever made it to this place. I've been fighting myself, how did I win this race? I'm an imposter, running from myself, just another person in the same old shell. I'm an imposter, just a rider without a cause, and I don't know how I'm supposed to keep on if I'm a charlatan.
I've stolen from a past where I don't belong. I'm an imposter. Now that the time is right, I put the pain in the past and now I'm moving on. If I'm a show, I'm an imposter. Running from myself, just another person in the same old shell. If I'm a show, I'm an I'm a charlatan.
Chips and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
You won't want to miss this. Wisconsin Arts West kicks off its 45th year. The exhibition showcases artists and students with a diverse range of talents and creativity. There's something for everyone to enjoy. Running May 7th through the 20th at L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library on Eau Claire Street in Eau Claire. If food is more your fancy, Food Truck Fridays are back. Starting Friday, May 10th, head over to the Chippewa Valley Mazda parking lot in Chippewa Falls, where you'll find all kinds of trucks offering all types of delicious goodness. Get lunch from 11 to 2 every Friday through September. And it's a doubleheader of action on four wheels at the Spring Thaw Derby Brawl. Catch two games of hard-hitting roller derby action on Saturday, May 11th. It starts at 3 p.m. at Hobbs Ice Arena on Menominee Street in Eau Claire. Enjoy! And until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.